What's happened is a biopharmaceutical complex has formed. This is a syndicate. It's a carefully organized syndicate. They've been meeting together in Davos, Switzerland for years on this. And everybody is in on it that you can see in places of wealth and authority in the world. This complex has figured out that in the setting of a medical emergency, in getting the worldwide impetus behind this, that doors of treasuries of governments all over the world will open and money will pour out into the complex. The complex will invest in itself. The complex will co-opt and collude with anybody they need to accomplish this goal, and they will reward those people with future jobs in the complex. The complex is at the top, we believe, the World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Health Organization, UN, Gavi, UNITAID, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation, formed by Gates and World Economic Forum, all the regulatory agencies, and I could just go all through them from the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the TGA, the MHRA, SAFRA in South Africa. They've got them all. And you know the complex is active by just watching the movement. Scott Gottlieb is one of my contemporaries, former FDA commissioner. He's in the complex. He's on the board of Pfizer now. His predecessor, Stephen Hahn, who was very active as I was active in the early parts of the pandemic, now works for the venture capital firm supporting and funding Moderna. Recently, a high-ranking official in the UK in the medical response just joined Moderna itself. Deborah Birx, remember her, the scarf lady who's in the, yes, she's now CEO of a biotech company, you know, from being a public health official. You can see what's happening. The complex is operative. Gates Foundation invested just a few million in BioNTech, and they got out billions, millions to billions. Those of you in the room who like money, you would like this. It is a money orgy right now.